Begin the Quran Daven says about Mitzia Daf Mem Hey. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tesmat. Begin the Gemara. Like Rabbi Nafshei regarding itself. Mikel Man Dami. Is there someone who says Love Tevah, but that it's not a coin? Of course, it is money. So it says we're doing and say, wait a second, McKinnon, if that's the case. So you're saying regarding itself, we never entertain that it's not tabas. I mean, there's this greater identity of tabas for itself. So hey, so how did Gemara prove in the previous daf that Mem Dalam based Rebbechia sub that Rebbechia held tahava taba that gold is a coin? Then behind the daf Gilya bin Avshe, well, that was regarding a loan of coins, giving back coins, or maybe that's regarding itself. Like we see that there's a greater element, but maybe not regarding kesef, maybe regarding that it is it considered as a pre. Hashem says we can say no. The Gemara previously had thought k'maskan d'halcha as our Gemara comes out, which our Gemara comes out that there is no difference between itself or other things. But if regarding purchasing, it is peri. Like a balvon, I'm peri. But then regarding loan, it would be also peri. And therefore, we were able to prove his opinion from even the gabe nafshe. Now, so Taisa explained, it's not like the Rebbe Yochanan holds like Bishamai, because we know we don't rule like Bishamai. El al imbayikomai just meant that according to their opinion would be like this. Or you know, another part, you can say Rebbe Yochanan zolok masnitin. It was like the Mishnah. Which then that would mean that the Bisham and Bissel don't really disagree with this, or this is the time of the Mishnah. The Azov Kain is a Kesef, where you see this idea, but not that they're going in the opinion of Bisham per se. The next is not the beginning of Bisham and alone is different. So this is Hashtem Motzi Nairi, Bedin a Kesef, Oka Bissel. So now, this is what the Gemara means, that we could be talking about Adina Kesef and like Basil. Because the Gemara came out that it's possible to be the one who holds that according to all opinions, Kimchal Paris on the Mepeh Zav. Regarding a loan, it's forbidden to lend Adina Zav and Adina Zav because regarding Mekhememche, that it would be considered the Adina Zav like a pre. So they made it forbidden also for a Halva. So that's what Tais explained, that according to this, you can explain the words of Yechanan, even by Havav, Dinah Kesef, for Dinah Kesef, and according to Bissel, they hold that Kesef was considered as a pre regarding Zav, regarding Mekah Memke, and therefore it's forbidden also regarding Ehalva. So now it says, Taisis, when Temet Taisis is going to say, Hechi Mukach Besamech, how does the Gemara prove shortly that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who holds that according to all opinions, that Michal Peres on Be'ezav, that the Gemara says Hachal Mestabe, the Rabbi Yechanan the Am Machal, and that he's the one that says that you can be Machal. But the Amma Rabbi Yechanan said Al Pesham Asalul is dinner be dinner. Although that they said that you're forbidden to lend one dinner for another dinner of Machal and Ma'aser Sheni Olav, but you can go ahead and you Machal Ma'aser Sheni on it. What the Gemara means to say is the word Rabbi Yechanan said by dinner Zav. So obvious that regarding opinion Ma'aser Sheni, and then we say that Zav is considered Mabel according to all opinions. Now, says the Gemara, "Manoli d'ar b'din azav." How do you know you're talking about by din azav ukabe shamai, but din b'din a kesef ukabe zil? And we just explained that Rabbi Yechanan holds by din a kesef like shidit b'zil that it's a pre regarding a din azav, and however regarding chil obviously lev b'mchal peres on din a kesef. So this has nothing to do with machlekes b'sham b'zil regarding chil peres on a peres azav. Sometimes what you can say is no, we must be talking about that we're talking about by a golden dinner and therefore like shidis beshamay, because the ivish al kesef al beisil about a dinner kesef according to beisil shidis mechalim. Well, then obviously you'd be allowed to have a mechal, and you wouldn't need a birchan because masnim it's a mishnah meister sheni in the second parak. That you see in the Mishnah that you know mechal the sloin of kesef of Meisah Sheni on Dinei Zav, and Bissel permitted. So if that's the case, that Mkein Oislin sloin, so obviously those sloin chil peils aleihem. That you mechal obviously mechal peres first on the silver slab, so therefore you see this in that Mishnah there. But b'shul davka also a little bit, So it's only according to Beis Shammai, the Beis says that you're not allowed to lend. So that's so that, again that proves that that idea that we wouldn't need Rabbi Yechon for that. That would be already from the Mishnah. So it says further, Beis Shammai Davka us a little bit, specifically according to Beis Shammai, that it's forbidden to lend Dinizav, because they sell it to have a pair have because they hold that gold is a pre. According to Basil, what the little is, you would be permitted to lend it because they'd have a tibah because they consider gold as a coin. But Machal and Silnolov, as we see that Machal Sloim, you let the Machal Sloim on it. Obviously, it's a tabas because I mean it's tibah, it's a coin, which you have to do for chil. Well, Bishamay have a tibah lachal peres love. Now, according to Bishamay, it's also considered as a coin to do chil. Chil comes to the Gemara later on in Mechaz Ben Alp. Bishamay says, "In dinazav coin a talis that a golden coin cannot acquire a talis." I'm looking at the peres tibah. You see that regarding peres, it's a coin. The fellow like Gabi Kaspa bikritiv, and even regarding a keser is considered a coin. Like we say that the Shemekel do some stuff, but maybe it's more logical for Rashi Paskin that how he well Rebbe was when he was younger, that he said that the zav is considered a matbea, and if you could do chil on it. Now, me Rachpesh, Rebbe Nachmanal explains. Ochi Amar Rav Haigoin, that Rav Haigoin said that the Dahava pay Rav al chol mili. That actually no gold is considered a pay for all things. Now, maybe in the days of Madom, yeah, like we proved that it was used Rabbi Tiva, it's considered as currency. It wasn't used at all. That's why he says the gold is a pre, and not like we were saying before, that it is Tiva, that it's considered as a coin. So Rashi Pirish Tamba Divi Basil. Rashi explains what's the rationale of the pina b'sil that you don't do all of it. But b'divrei b'shamay, interestingly, not in tam. It doesn't give a reasoning. Mashma sounds like from Rashi, l'b'shamay, that according to b'shamay, because yochalas, mashi, you can do whatever you want. There's not davka, all of it at once. But Kamman talked to later on about pirate seller, b'yushalayim, when he's changing it back into smaller coins, say machlek is he only explains b'sil. And again, it would seem because b'shamay is love davka. So it says, because the difficulty, Masechtas Idyas, in the first parak, Tanya Luch Bahati Tvarm, the b'shamay l'chomra. It's learned in Masechtas Idyas, the things that b'shamay is stringently, and, but b'havalel mesninu b'hadi kuli b'shamay, but it should have been with the lingus b'shamay, because you could do whatever you want. It's not that he holds you have to do this. So Kachner, rather, it seems, the b'shamay, yirei davka b'chala sella kamen. He said, no, you have to do the whole sella. You shouldn't do two or three times because every time you do it, the storekeeper is gaining on the money exchange. But then it comes out it's a loss for Ma'aser Sheni. Another person can say, we want you specifically to put all of it in mush. We don't want it to get moldy on the road before you get over there. So again, so it would be dafka kun b'shamay, and it is considered b'chol b'shamay. Next test, Master begins the Gemara. Literally, give the slime a slime. If that's the case, so then it's any keser sheni. Then why do you have to do a slum adinam? Just do slum a slum. Even that should be a problem. Which Rivon legarisly, Rivon is not garis. It doesn't have this text to this question because damai chal na slumachem. Why would someone deconstruct from the same type slum to slime? But says me, however, holy kasha, that's not really such a difficulty because shadu sheni main lechadif. You could say the first ones were not so. So usable, like Tzim B'Rish Lam, to use in your Islamic name, like the second ones, Shemat Be'acha, which was a different coin. So could be you would want to do Islam Islam. Now, both them, because the Kabbalistic Moses and Bobakam, that's an examined basis, can they institute a Shi'u Kalam Moses, Yetzim B'Rish Lam, that all money could be used in your Islam? Yeah, but become Mokam El Khalif Melu. Although you could use it, but it's not as usable, and therefore maybe that's why a person would want to switch it to another Islam. But since our question, what's difficult is because the command of the Gemara and no name in the days I mean, the Gemara tells us, but now the Messiah of the Shani, when that is the Mishnah of the Messiah of the Shani, the second parak, Sela shall chul and bishal Messiah of the Shani shin the Zarb. If you have chul and slime and Messiah of the Shani slime, they get mixed together. So maybe Sela, maybe be Sela Mois, so you bring with the Sela Mois, Mechala and you deconsecrate on them. It's Amr, because they said Mechala and Kesav on the Cheshas, that you could deconsecrate the Kesav onto the Cheshas. When it's a pressing situation. Pesha Ashash explained, well, you can't take one of the slime, but you can't just take one of the slime. But you could say, look, if it's a mice one, good. If not, but the other one's been on it. No, you cannot deconstruct the kesav. Even the pressing situation. But wait a second. Isn't this the question over here? Islam aslam? Shaman says he would say the Hosam Asloim Shovim Zek is that they're equal and just mixed up. We just don't know which is which. But Kachim Machal, then we can have Machal. I'm a Pesha and a Kharif, Allah, like we explained, but if you have one that's not so usable as the other one, then maybe Machal you could deconsecrate or Enam. You could say Azik Remeir. It's kind of like Remeir, did not reach the Mishnah, but the teachers, Basar, Baba, the Hapayudit, Selah, after the case of exchanging the Selah, that in Machal in case of what case of Remeir. Remeir is the one who says you cannot. Muhammad, then the one to permit. And our Gemara would be the, like according to the Chum, which it's brought in the Gilead, Lefanein, Hashem, Meses, Meses, Shin, Lenimtsikach, and our Mishnah, Meses, Shin, it's not brought like this. Hashem, Tes, Yom, Tiv, Shikos, they read Nuscha, Tzcher, Tes, Lefanein, the Tes had a different gears. Next, Tes, Matav, Gim, Gimara, Hashta, Kasaka, Balagabi, Pete, Mechal, Lim. So now, regarding Kesef, regarding Preeti, you can Mechal, and you don't say Kesef, Rishon, not Kesef, Shin, this is Dabla, that's Chashib, the Gemara saying, you think we can say Kesef, Rishon, not Kesef, Shin? It says, it was obvious to the Gemara, Sheshchilik bin Yerushalayim, L'chutz Yerushalayim, that because the Chutz Yerushalayim, when you're out of Yerushalayim, Ikechil, the primary deconsecration of paid is Al Priti. It's the produce that you have the Maitreshani on Prutus, on Slime, on coins, Kedelakamasai, to lighten your load. And therefore, that's why you have limitations. But Yerushalayim, Iker Achil, who Kesav al Peres, the primary Achil is the other way around, there's money on Peres, K'dei L'achol, to eat them, Oy al Priti, on Prutus, smaller currency, K'dei L'ikas ben Mitzvah Achil, to use them for purposes of eating. And that's what we're saying, Kasav al Gabi Priti, we're saying, you could be Mechal, in Yerushalayim, V'lekach L'parchim, and therefore we don't use it to ask on the first Lishna, and B'loy L'man Dhamma, and neither on the one who says, Ab the Peres, Al Dinoin, Machlekes, that even with Peres, Al Dinoin, Machlekes, and the pliki they disagree about the payer to have ilav, if it's payer or not, and v'le parch el man da ama the tameu the beisham yishav ketsav bishlam lekasev sheni, because in your region bishani regarding that first and second one subashen lechag bin shalom lechutzala. Therefore, that's why we're wondering. That's the Gemara's question. But regarding the other man da ama, you can't ask. Yeah, of course you can mechal like ala divra maskel tez going kasev kabe pritri. That's in Yerushalayim. We're talking about out of Yerushalayim. So there, that wouldn't be a difficulty. But according to one that Kesarish Kesarishani, he said that L'chadish shouldn't make a difference if you're in Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim, and that's what the Gemara's question is. Next, Tez Matzah begins the Gemara, B'chol, Asher Tav Nafshach, whatever your heart desires. Now, every time you begin to say, it can't be whatever you want, but in Prim, Prim, Gedul, Karka, it's a certain limitation. It has to be a derivative from a derivative, it has to grow from the ground. Yerushalayim says, because he says, like, the limit of the team, yeah, but from that, we only exclude El Mayim HaMelech, only water and salt. Avalei Pruta, but not a Pruta, not a the lowest currency, because the Pruta coin, the Baka B'tzayim, that would be Prima Pri. With the money, you could buy cattle flock, which are Prima Pri. And therefore, we're saying that it would include everything.